KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:02, we have cloudy skies. It's 37 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be cloudy with a mixture of light rain or snow possible today. High of 37 with east-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. In the news, while select group of Iowans are now getting COVID-19 vaccines developed by either Pfizer or Moderna, a third company's vaccine is now going into the third phase of testing in the Omaha Council Bluffs area. Dr. Diana Florescu, an infectious diseases specialist at the University of Nebraska Medical Center, says they're grateful and excited to be chosen as a site for this important work.
Our hope is that this vaccine will prevent people from developing severe disease and decrease the chances of being hospitalized or dying.
The investigational vaccine was developed by Novavax, a biotechnology company headquartered in Maryland. The Omaha-based hospital plans to enroll up to 1,000 study participants from Nebraska and Iowa.
We encourage individuals who won't be receiving the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines in the next 3 to 6 months to consider enrolling in the clinical trial. Participants can still receive the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines and still remain in the trial.
The Novavax vaccine is protein-based, and an added component is designed to boost a person's immune response to stimulate higher levels of antibodies.
Like everyone else, we want to beat this pandemic. To do so, we need multiple safe and effective COVID-19 vaccines. We also want to involve the most vulnerable communities, minorities, people over the age of 65, and those with other health
conditions. The vaccine does not contain live or inactivated virus, he said, so it does not cause infection. It does require two shots to be given 3 weeks apart, as with the others. For more information, you can go to unmc.edu/COVID vaccine trial, a link to which is in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. Well, as you've no doubt heard, the Iowa Department of Public Health has partnered with county public health departments to begin vaccinating Iowans. Both vaccines, the Pfizer and Moderna, are currently being administered in Iowa to the Phase 1A priority populations of healthcare personnel and long-term care residents and staff. And as more vaccines become available, Iowa's Infectious Disease Advisory Council, or IDAC, will review guidance issued by the CDC's advisory group after the Advisory Council on Immunization Practices further prioritizes populations to receive the vaccine in Iowa. IDAC is currently reviewing ACIP recommendations for the Phase 1B and 1C priority populations. Now, in Cass County, Public Health Director Beth Olson says it's exciting to see that residents and staff of local long-term care facilities have already received the first doses of the vaccinations of the 500 doses that we've received for healthcare personnel. She says we've already given out about 70%. We still have quite a few within the Phase 1A group that are going to be vaccinated later this week, she says. And Olson says they anticipate that by Friday, they'll have used 85 to 90% of that first allocation. And as more vaccines become available, they'll be made available for the Phase 1B and 1C priority populations. That, according to Olson, that means, as we expect to hear in the next few weeks about who will be eligible next, we think it could include groups like law enforcement, adults over 75, and essential workers. However, she adds, we simply don't know yet. And while certain groups will be prioritized in the coming weeks and months, the national media has stated that it will likely be mid-2021 before the vaccine is available to anyone who wants it. And while waiting on information from the state about who will be eligible for the next allocation of vaccines, Cass County Public Health has been working on their mass vaccination plans and the logistics of the vaccination plan so they can act quickly when it is time. Olson says until we have the state's guidance and the vaccine in hands, we're in a holding pattern. We'll continue to provide updates to the community as we know more, and it's important, she says, for people to know that there is no waiting list for the vaccine. She says, I know people are anxious, and I hope to have it here soon, but there is no special list, a waiting list or anything that helps the public needs to do at this time. Also, the Mills County Public Health Director, Julie Lyons, reported yesterday that Mills County Public Health is working to, with facilities in her county to allocate vaccine doses to the Phase 1A priority populations as well. Elsewhere in the news, officials of the Creston Police Department report 23-year-old James Riddle Jr. of Creston was arrested after 6 a.m. today for driving while suspended. Riddle was cited and then released from the scene on a summons to appear in court. Three of the six members of Iowa's congressional delegation have made it clear they'll vote today to accept Joe Biden's Electoral College victory. Congresswoman Ashley Hinson, a Republican from Marion, signed on to the letter yesterday, saying Congress must respect the outcome of the votes cast in the Electoral College, since the electors have been certified by each state. Last week, during a news conference with Iowa reporters, Hinson previewed today's vote.
Obviously, Iowa cast our electoral votes for President Trump. I'm proud of that. I'm proud to have supported him through this campaign process and over the last several years. But unfortunately, I don't see a path for him to serve the second term that I think he deserves.
Hinson says her job is to follow the Constitution.
And the Constitution says election disputes should be resolved in the courts. And that's something I've been saying for weeks.
And Congresswoman Cindy Axne of West Des Moines, the only Democrat in Iowa's congressional delegation, says Joe Biden was rightfully elected as president and she will vote to confirm the Electoral College results. Congresswoman Marionette Miller Meeks, a Republican from Ottumwa, said she has concerns about how some states conducted elections, but Miller Meeks says Congress must respect the state's authority and she will accept the state-certified electors' votes as well. Miller Meeks' Democratic opponent is asking the U.S. House not to accept the state-certified results that show Miller Meeks won by 6 votes and order a recount of the second district. 3 other members of Iowa's congressional delegation, all Republicans, have not indicated whether they will object to the Electoral College results. Congressman Randy Feenstra of Hull and both U.S. Senators Joni Ernst and Chuck Grassley all say they have been hearing from constituents and plan to listen to today's debate before making their decision. And finally, in the news, the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office yesterday said one person died during a single vehicle accident Monday night south of Crescent. Law enforcement and Crescent Fire were dispatched to the scene at Old Lincoln Highway and Sharon Drive at around 6:15 p.m. Monday after a vehicle struck a power pole. Upon arrival, deputies located the lone occupant of the vehicle, 52-year-old Daniel Craig of Crescent, who was pronounced dead at the scene. Next of kin was notified. Power was eventually restored by Mid-American Energy, and the accident remains under investigation. That is a check of our news brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate for great quality service. Give Myron Gross Real Estate a call at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.